Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jackie Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Billy Cox. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Glenn Mickens. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Glenn Mickens. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Frank Bongholtz. Batting second, the shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pee Wee Reese, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Snider. The throw from Garagiola and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Bongholtz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bongholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Bongholtz moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garagiola hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Jim Hughes now pitching. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mixes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Garagiola moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campanella hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Garagiola and he is safe. Reese steals second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mixes reaches second base with a double. There goes Garagiola trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Campanella, who tags Garagiola for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furillo hits a fly ball to left field. That will be extra bases. Kiner chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Brown. Brown fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Brown. Robinson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Thompson pinch hits for Jim Hughes. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Milliken now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 2 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rush scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campanella for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Furillo strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mixis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mixis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam catches it and throws to first to double up Garagiola. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Chuba pinch hits for Bob Milliken. George Chuba is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chuba hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Garagiola and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ben Wade now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mixas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mixas. Hodges moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 3 in the game. Campanella hits a line drive towards second. Mixas catches it and steps on second to double up Hodges. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garagiola for the out. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mixas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mixas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Ben Wade. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs 3, and Brooklyn Dodgers 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.